1st of August, 2023. They are a headstrong people, but forgive us our faults. Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, at some distance from the camp. He called it the tent of meeting. Anyone who had to consult the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise. Every man would stand at the door of his tent and watch Moses until he reached the tent. The pillar of cloud would come down and station itself at the entrance to the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When they saw the pillar of cloud stationed at the entrance to the tent, all the people would rise and bow low, each at the door of his tent. The Lord would speak with Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would turn back to the camp. But the young man who was his servant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the tent. And the Lord descended in the form of a cloud, and Moses stood with him there. He called on the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. For thousands he maintains his kindness, forgives faults, transgression, sin. Yet he lets nothing go unchecked, punishing the father's fault in the sons and in the grandsons to the third and fourth generation. And Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped. If I have indeed won your favour, Lord, he said, let my Lord come with us, I beg. True, they are a headstrong people, but forgive us our faults and our sins, and adopt us as your heritage. Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, eating and drinking nothing. He inscribed on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 words. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. The reason why those who are in Christ Jesus are not condemned is that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. God has done what the law, because of our unspiritual nature, was unable to do. God dealt with sin by sending his own Son in a body as physical as any sinful body. And in that body, God condemned sin. He did this in order that the law's just demands might be satisfied in us, who behave not as our unspiritual nature, but as the Spirit dictates. The word of the Lord.